本视频将是一场长达15分钟的深度心理剖析。
This video will be a 15-minute in-depth psychological analysis.
在人类思想史上，有太多次决裂。
There have been too many breaks in human history of thought.
改变了历史的走向。
Changed the course of history.
但没有一次。
But not once.
像1913年这场决裂
like the split in 1913
这样把两个天才灵魂深处最隐秘的恐惧
So to delve into the deepest most hidden fears of two brilliant souls
像照 X 光一样照得清清楚楚
Clear and crisp like an X-ray
这两个人
These two people
一个是弗洛伊德精神分析的开山鼻祖
One is the founder of Freud's psychoanalysis
一个把性这个自定进人类文明史的人
A person who customizes human history with sexuality
另一个是荣格弗洛伊德亲自选定的皇太子精神分析帝国的继承人
Another is the heir to the Jung-Freud's personally selected imperial psychology empire
后来却成了这个帝国最彻底的叛徒。
Later, he became the most thorough traitor of the empire.
今天我们不只聊他们为什么决裂。
Today, we're not just talking about why they broke up.
我们要聊这场决裂暴露出来的东西。
Let's talk about what this split revealed.
一个人最深的恐惧是什么
？What is the deepest fear of a person?
不是怕死
Not afraid of death
不是怕穷
Not out of fear
不是怕孤独
Not afraid of loneliness
而是怕那个你最崇拜的人亲手把你推向深渊
Instead, I'm afraid that the person you admire most will personally push you into the abyss
而你往下坠的时候
And when you fall down
不知道自己是在发疯
I don't know if I'm going crazy.
还是在觉醒
Awakening.
先说这俩人是怎么遇见的。
Let's start with how these two people met.
1907年
1907.
荣格32岁
Jung was 32 years old.
弗洛伊德51岁
Freud was 51 years old.
荣格已经是瑞士最负盛名的精神病院的明星医生。
Dr. Jung was a star doctor at the most famous mental hospital in Switzerland.
弗洛伊德是整个欧洲都在争议的名字。
Freud is a name that is controversial throughout Europe.
荣格读过弗洛伊德的梦的解析。
Jung read Freud's interpretation of dreams.
他认定这个人是理解人类心灵最深处的钥匙。
He believed that this person held the key to understanding the deepest aspects of the human mind.
他给弗洛伊德写信。
He wrote a letter to Freud.
弗洛伊德回信。
Freud's reply.
你来我往，信越写越长。
Then I wrote more and more letters.
越写越密。
The more you write, the denser it becomes.
终于有一天，荣格去维也纳拜访弗洛伊德。
One day, Jung went to Vienna to visit Freud.
那是一次什么样的见面？荣格。
What kind of meeting was it, Jung?
后来回忆说。
Later, when recalling.
他们第一次见面。
They first met.
一口气聊了13个小时。
Spoke for a full 10 hours.
没有停。
No stop.
没有吃饭。
No eating.
没有喝水。
No water.
就坐在弗洛伊德的客厅里。
Sitting in Freud's living room.
从下午聊到凌晨。13个小时。
From afternoon to midnight.
你能想象吗
?Can you imagine?
一个人等了30多年。
A person waited for more than 30 years.
终于等到了另一个能完全听懂自己的人。
Finally, I met another person who could completely understand me.
弗洛伊德也激动得不行。
Freud was also very excited.
当时的弗洛伊德是被整个欧洲医学界孤立的。
At that time, Freud was isolated by the entire European medical community.
他的性本能理论被骂成是疯子的抑郁。
His theory of sexual instinct was ridiculed as the rantings of a madman.
他的著作被烧，他。
His writings were burned.
他的学生被排挤。
His students were ostracized.
在他最孤独的时候，荣。
When he was most lonely,
荣格出现了。荣格不是来学他。
Jung came to learn from others.
他的是来懂他的。
He is here to understand him.
而且荣格不是无名之辈，他。
And Jung was a nobody.
他是瑞士最有前途的精神科医生。
He is the most outstanding psychiatrist in Switzerland.
他的加入是对弗洛伊德最大的肯定。弗洛伊德立刻把荣格当成了精神分析帝国的继承人。
He immediately saw Freud as the heir to the empire of psychoanalysis.
精神分析学会的正式名称里，
The official name of the Psychoanalytic Society.
弗洛伊德坚持要加上荣格的名字，他
Freud insisted on including Jung's name.
推荐荣格当第一任会长，不是弗洛伊德自己当，是荣格当。
He recommended Jung as the first president, not Freud.
他公开说，荣格是他的精神儿。
When he publicly declared that Jung was his spirit,
儿子
son,
是他理论体系的皇太子。
It was the pinnacle of his theoretical system.
甚至有一次，弗洛伊德对荣格说了一句极其重的话。
Once.Freud said something about the instinctual nature of the relationship to Gregor.
话，他说，我只要你承诺一件事，永远不要放弃性本。
He said, just promise me one thing, never lose your primal instincts.
能理论，这是我们的堡垒。
Theory is our fortress.
请注意这两个字。
Pay attention to the two words.
堡垒。
Fortress.
弗洛伊德为什么用这个词？堡垒是用来防守的。堡垒。
Why did Freud use the term fortress to refer to a defensive structure?
意味着外面都是敌人。堡垒。
It means that the outside is all enemy fortresses.
意味着你只要踏出去一步。
It means that as long as you take one step forward.
你就暴露在枪林弹雨里。
You are exposed to gunfire and bullets.
但荣格不是一个会守在堡垒里的人。
But Jung was not a person who would stay in a fortress.
他们的分歧从第一年就开始了。
Their differences began in the first year.
只是荣格选择了沉默，分歧在根上。
Jung chose to follow up on Fink's work.
弗洛伊德认为
Freud believed that
驱动人的根本力量是利比多
The fundamental force that drives people is libido
也就是性本能
That is instinct
你的一切行为一切动机
Your every action is motivated by
一切文明的成就本质上都是性欲被压抑之后的变形
All civilizations are essentially the transformation of repressed sexuality.
你写诗是性欲的升华。
Writing poetry is a sublimation of sexual desire.
你搞科研是性欲的升华。
You make scientific research a sublimation of your sexual desire.
你信仰什么？
What do you believe in?
终极真理也是性欲的升华。
The ultimate truth is also the sublimation of desire.
一切回到性。荣格问了一个弗洛伊德回答不了的问题。
Everything that Jung returned to was a question that Freud could not answer.
如果利比多只是性欲。
If libido is just a desire.
你怎么解释一个人为什么会为信仰赴死？
How to explain why a person would die for their faith?
你怎么解释一个母亲？
How to explain a mother?
为什么会为孩子挡子弹？
Why would someone shoot at a child?
你怎么解释那些超越了肉体快感的对意义和自我实现的渴望？荣格。
How do you explain the meaning and self-realization that transcends physical pleasure according to Hume?
不否认性本能的存在。
It is undeniable that instinct exists.
但他认为利比多不是性欲。
But he thought libido was not lust.
而是更广义的生命能量。
Instead, it is a more general life energy.
性只是他的一部分。
It is a part of him.
不是他的全部。生命能量追求的不是快感的满足。
Not all of his life's energy is devoted to the pursuit of pleasure.
而是意义的实现。
But the meaning is realized.
这是第一次裂痕。
This is the first crack.
第二次裂痕更致命。
The second crack is more deadly.
关于无意识。
About unconsciousness,
弗洛伊德认为无意识是个人的。
Freud believed that the unconscious is personal.
是一个人
a person,
从小到大被压抑的记忆、冲动和创伤的仓库。
A repository of repressed memories and traumas from childhood to adulthood.
你把你不想面对的东西扔进去，门关上。
Throw away what you don't want to face, close the door.
但他们会从门缝里渗出来。
But they will seep out from the cracks in the door.
渗进你的梦。
Infiltrate your dreams.
渗进你的口误。
Infiltrate your mistakes.
渗进你的焦虑。
Seep into your anxiety.
荣格说，不止这些。
Jung didn't say anything else.
他在临床上发现
He found in clinical practice,
有些病人的梦境和幻象里出现的意象
Some of the images that appear in the dreams and hallucinations of patients,
根本不是他们个人经历过的。一个从来没读过神话的瑞士妇女
It's not just a Swiss woman who has never read myths before,
能梦到古埃及的太阳神
I can dream of the Egyptian sun god.
一个精神分裂症患者产生了一套完整的和密特拉教。
A patient with schizophrenia developed a complete and detailed system of Mithraism.
几乎一模一样的神学体系。
Almost the same theological system.
这些东西不是从他记忆仓库里扔进去的。
These things are not thrown from his memory repository.
他们来自更深的地方。荣。
They come from a deeper place, you.
哥把它叫做集体无意识。
Call it unconsciousness.
个人无意识。
A conscious.
下面还有一层。
There is another layer.
那一层不是你个人的。
That's not your personal space.
是全人类共有的。
It is common to all mankind.
弗洛伊德能接受第一层。
Freud can accept the first layer.
他接受不了第二层。
He can't accept the second level.
因为如果无意识
Because if unconscious,
不只是个人的仓库
Not just a personal warehouse.
而是一个连通全人类的心灵深海。
It is a connection that spans the depths of the human soul.
那么性本能就不是唯一的解释框架了。
Therefore, instinct is not the only explanation framework.
那个他让荣格守住的堡垒就开始从地基上裂开了。
That made Jung's fortress begin to crack from the foundation.
但真正把他们炸开的不是理论分歧，是一场意外。
But what really broke them apart was not the theoretical differences in the analysis of the situation.
据荣格晚年回忆
According to Jung's recollections in his later years,
1909年，荣格和弗洛伊德一起受邀去美国讲学， 整整七个星期的海上航行。
In 1909, Jung and Freud were invited to give lectures in the United States for a total of 7 weeks on a sea voyage.
两个人每天在一起。
Two people are together every day.
有一天，他们互相分析对方的梦。
One day, they analyzed each other's dreams.
弗洛伊德在分析荣格的一个梦时，
Freud analyzed Jung's dream.
荣格觉得他的解释太牵强，要求
Jung felt that his explanation was too contrived.
弗洛伊德提供更多的个人信息，
Freud provides more personal information.
才能准确分析。
Only then can it be accurately analyzed.
弗洛伊德犹豫了。
Freud hesitated.
他沉默了很久。
He remained silent for a long time.
最后说了一句话。
He said his last words.
我不能拿我的权威冒险。荣格当时愣住了。
I can't risk my authority by being surprised by Jung at that time.
他后来写道，那一刻。
He later wrote that at that moment.
他第一次看清了弗洛伊德最深的东西。
He finally saw the deepest parts of Freud's work.
他对权威的执念比他对真理的追求更重。
He was more obsessed with authority than with the pursuit of truth.
弗洛伊德要的不是真相。
What Freud wanted was not the truth.
是堡垒不倒。
The fortress will not fall.
而荣格要的是真相。
What Jung wanted was the truth.
不管真相有多可怕。
No matter how terrible the truth is.
1913年
1913.
决裂。弗洛伊德给荣格写了一封信。
Freud wrote a letter to Jung.
简短到冷酷。
Brief and ruthless.
我们之间的一切结束了。
Everything between us is over.
就这么一句话。
Just one sentence.
一个精神儿子。
A spiritual son,
一个皇太子
a prince,
一句话就被废了
dismissed in one sentence.
荣格后来说
after you,
这场决裂对他来说是一场精神上的截肢
this separation was a spiritual retreat for him.
弗洛伊德在荣格的生命里不是一个同事
Freud was not a colleague in Jung's life.
不是一个老师
Not a colleague.
是一个精神父亲
A spiritual home.
精神分析学会是荣格的精神家园
The Society for Analytical Psychology is Jung's spiritual home.
弗洛伊德的认可是荣格存在的某种证明
Freud's recognition of Jung's existence
一瞬间全没了
It disappeared in an instant.
学会把他除名，同事躲着他走，著作
Learned to hide him from colleagues.
被圈子里的人忽略
Ignored by people in the circle.
就在这个时候
At this moment,
荣格开始经历他一生中最可怕的三年
Jung experienced his most terrifying 3 years.
从1913年到1916年
From 1913 to 1916,
他出现了持续的幻觉和幻听。
He experienced persistent hallucinations and auditory hallucinations.
他感觉整个房子每天都被鬼魂造访。
He felt that the entire house was being visited by ghosts every day.
有时候他在书房里坐着。
Sometimes he sat in the study.
感觉整个房间挤满了无形的人影。
I feel like the whole room is filled with invisible people.
他的孩子们也会突然说，爸爸，那些穿白衣服的人又来了。
His children would suddenly say, look, there's the doctor again.
荣格说，他几乎每天都在崩溃边缘。
Jung said that he was almost on the verge of a breakdown every day.
他后来承认，那三年他差一点就疯了。
He later admitted that for 3 years he had almost gone insane.
而弗洛伊德在做什么？
What is Freud doing?
弗洛伊德在远处保持沉默。
Freud remained silent in the distance.
荣格写了最后一封信给弗洛伊德，里面有一句话。
Jung wrote his last letter to Freud, which contained a sentence.
大概是他这辈子说过的。
That's probably the most he's ever said.
最脆弱的话。
The most vulnerable words.
如果你把我当敌人。
If you treat me as an enemy.
那我也会配合你，把我自己当成你的敌人。
I will also cooperate with you by treating myself as your enemy.
但你至少应该知道一件事。
But you should at least know one thing.
你对我做的事，是一个父亲。
You are a father to me.
对他的儿子做不出来的。
He can't do that for his son.
这封信石沉大海。
This letter was lost in the mail.
弗洛伊德没有回，一个精神。
Freud didn't return a ghost.
父亲看着他的儿子在精神崩溃的边缘挣扎，保持了沉默。
The father watched his son struggle on the brink of mental collapse in silence.
这里我们要问一个问题。
Here we are going to ask a question.
弗洛伊德为什么不出手？
Why didn't Freud come up with a solution?
他当然知道荣格在经历什么。
He certainly knew what Jung was going through.
他自己就研究精神病理学。
He himself studies psychopathology.
他知道一个人在精神崩溃。
He knew that a person was in a state of mental breakdown.
边缘是什么样子？
What is the edge?
但他什么都没做。
But he did nothing.
为什么？
Why?
因为他自己的恐惧比他的医术更强大。
Because his fear was stronger than his medical skills.
弗洛伊德最怕的是什么？
What is Freud most afraid of?
是性本能理论被推翻吗？
Has the instinct theory of sexuality been overturned?
是被学术界抛弃吗？
Am I being abandoned by academia?
都不是。他最怕的东西
Not the thing he was most afraid of.
或许是他在1909年的那次航行中暴露出来的。
Perhaps it was revealed during his voyage in 1909.
有人比他的权威更接近真理。
Someone is closer to the truth than his authority.
荣格越走得深
Noon's depth.
弗洛伊德的堡垒就越显得小。
Freud's fortress seems even smaller.
如果荣格的方向是对的，
If Jung is right,
那就意味着弗洛伊德花了一辈子建立起来的精神分析。
This means that Freud spent his entire life building up psychoanalysis.
大厦，地基是建在沙子上的。
The foundation of the building is built on sand.
对一个人来说，
For a person,
承认自己用一辈子建立的东西是错的。
Admitting that the things I have built over a lifetime are wrong.
比死还难。
It's harder than death.
这是弗洛伊德的恐惧。
This is Freud's fear.
也是所有人的恐惧。
It is also the fear of everyone.
我们拼了命维护的那些观
念。The ideas we have been fighting for our lives.
身份信念有多少
How many identity letters are there?
是因为我们害怕自己整个意义系统的崩塌
Because we are afraid of the collapse of our entire meaning system.
弗洛伊德选择了沉默
Freud chose silence.
因为他无法面对一个比他更接近深渊的人
Because he couldn't face someone who was closer to the abyss.Than he was.
荣格在深渊里独自待了三年。
Jung spent 3 years alone in the abyss.
他做了一件事。
He did one thing.
这件事是他和弗洛伊德最本质的分歧。
This was the most fundamental difference between him and Freud.
他没有抗拒那些幻觉。
He didn't resist those hallucinations.
他坐下来和他们对话。
He sat down and talked to them.
他对那些闯进脑海的声音。
He was struck by the voices that invaded his mind.
说。
Say.
你们不是要说话吗？
Aren't you going to speak?
我听着，一个一个来。
I listened to one by one.
他把那些对话记录下来。
He recorded those conversations.
画成图像。
Draw as an image.
这就是红书。在这个过程里。
This is what Red Uncle did in this process.
他遇到了那个改变他一生的内在形象。
He encountered the inner image that changed his life.
菲利蒙，一个长着牛角。
Philemon, a man with horns.
拄着拐杖。
Using a cane.
有翠鸟翅膀的老人。
An old man with a parrot on his shoulder.
菲利蒙告诉荣格。
Filippo told you.
你不是你的思想的主人。
You are not the master of your thoughts.
你只是思想的容器。
You are just a vessel for thought.
你以为你在思考，其实是无意识在通过你思考。这句话是对弗洛伊德体系最彻底的告别。
You think you're thinking, but it's the unconscious mind that's actually thinking. This is the most complete farewell to Freud's theory.
弗洛伊德说。
Freud said,
你活着的动力是性本能，你行为的操纵感在。
Your motivation for living is your sexual desire and your sense of control over others.
你的无意识里藏着，荣格。
There is Jung hidden in your unconscious.
从菲利蒙那里听到的是，你说的不对。
I heard from Philip that you were wrong.
操纵感不是在你个人无意识的仓库里。
Manipulation is not in your personal unconscious warehouse,
而是在一个比你大得多、老得多的集体心灵里。
And in a collective mind that is older and larger than you.
你不是在管理一个仓库。
You are not managing a warehouse.
你是在一片海洋上驾船。
You are sailing on a sea.
弗洛伊德给了你一把仓库。
Freud gave you a warehouse.
钥匙，荣格给了你一张航海图。
The key, Jung gave you a map.
这两种人生姿态的差距有多大？
What is the difference between these two lifestyles?
一个管仓库的人。
A warehouse worker.
每天做的事是盘点库存，哪些是好的？
The things I do every day are to check the inventory and identify which ones are good.
哪些是坏的？
What are the bad ones?
哪些被压抑了？
Which are suppressed?
哪些要扔掉？
What to throw away?
一个出海的人，做的事是完全不同的。
What the people who went out to sea did was completely different.
他要学会看风向，读水流。和海上遇到的一切对话，荣格。
He needs to learn to read the wind, understand the flow of water, and listen to all conversations he encounters at sea. He also needs to study Jung.
后来把和内在形象的对话发展成了一套完整的技术。
Later, the dialogue with one's inner image was developed into a complete set of techniques.
叫积极想象。
Call it positive visualization.
你不是被你的冲动推着走。
You are not being driven by your impulsiveness.
你也不是拼命压制你的冲动。
You shouldn't be constantly suppressing your impulses.
你邀请你内心的每一个声音出来说话。
You invite every voice within you to speak.
你不评。
Don't judge.
判他们。也不服从他们。
They don't obey them.
你只是对话。
You are just a conversation.
你就像一个会议。
You are like a meeting.
主持人，让战士说话。
Host asks the warrior to speak.
让隐士说话。
Let the hermit speak.
让恋人说话。
Let the lover speak.
让暴君说话。
Let the tyrant speak.
每一个声音都是你。
Every sound is you.
但没有任何一个声音能单独代表你的全部。
But no single voice can represent your whole self.
这是荣格从深渊里带回来的答案。
This is the answer that Jung brought back from the abyss.
弗洛伊德终其一生都在治疗病人。
Freud spent his entire life treating patients.
但他从来没有对公众说出那句最需要说的话。
But he never said the most important thing to the public.
一个人最深的恐惧是什么？
What is the deepest fear of a person?
荣格在86年的人生里反复给出了同一个回答。
Jung repeatedly gave the same answer in his 66 years of life.
他说，
He said,
一个人最深的恐惧，
The deepest fear of a person,
不是外在的威胁，
Not external threats，
而是对自信的抗拒。自信是你整个心灵的中央。
Instead, it is a resistance to confidence. Confidence is the center of your entire soul.
它既包含你的意识，
He contains your consciousness，
也包含你的无意识，
Also includes your unconscious。
自信化是一个艰难的过程。
Confidence is a difficult process.
因为它要求你面对你一直在逃避的一切。
Because he asks you to face everything you've been avoiding.
你的阴影。
Your shadow.
你的阿尼玛。
Your anima.
你的人格面具背后那个赤裸的自己。
The naked self behind your mask.
绝大多数人一辈子都在逃，逃进工作。
Most people spend their entire lives running around and working.
逃进关系。
Escape to the relationship.
逃进各种可以让自己不用独处的噪音里。
Escape into various noisy environments where you don't have to be alone.
弗洛伊德和荣格，这两个最懂人类心灵的人。
Freud and Jung, two of the greatest minds in understanding the human psyche,
用他们的决裂演示了同一个命题。
Their disagreement demonstrated the same principle.
弗洛伊德的恐惧是，
When Freud was afraid,
他不能放弃自己的权威。
He cannot give up his authority.
因为权威是他对抗世界的方式。
Because authority is his way of fighting the world.
放弃了权威，
Abandon authority,
就等于放弃了自己。荣格的恐惧是，
When you give up your own fear,
他必须独自一个人走进，
He had to enter alone,
连自己导师都不敢进的那片深海。
Even the teacher dared not enter that deep sea.
而且进去之后，
And after entering,
不知道自己还能不能出来。
I don't know if I can come out again.
他们之间的对比不只是理论的差异。
The differences between them are not just theoretical.
也是两个人生命姿态的差异。
This is also the difference in the attitudes of two people's lives.
弗洛伊德活了83岁，晚年隐居在伦敦。
Freud lived to be 83 years old and spent his later years in London.
直到生命最后一刻，
Until the last moment of life,
都在维护他的理论体系，
Maintaining his theoretical system,
抵御任何偏离他教义的声音，
Suppress any voice that deviates from his doctrine.
荣格活了86岁。
Jung lived to be 86 years old.
在他那座没有水电的塔楼里，
In his tower without electricity,
自己挑水，
Pick up the water yourself,
自己劈柴，
Cut wood for yourself,
继续与他的梦对话，
Continue to talk to his dreams,
活到白发苍苍，
Live to be white-haired and gray-haired,
一个在维护堡垒，
A man who maintains a fortress.
一个在海上航行。
A ship is sailing.
荣格有一句话。
Hume said.
像是对弗洛伊德的隔空回应。
Like a response to Freud from afar.
他说，我宁愿是完整的。
He said that I would rather be complete.
也不愿是好的。
I don't want to be good.
弗洛伊德想建立一个完美的理论。
Freud wanted to establish a perfect theory.
一个没有裂缝的堡垒。
A fortress without cracks.
荣格说，你不用完美。
Jung said you don't need to be perfect.
你只需要完整，完整。
You just need to be complete.
就是承认你的一切。
Just admit everything.
你理性的那一面。
Your rational side.
你疯狂的那一面。
Your crazy side.
你光明的那一面。
Your bright side.
你阴暗的那一面。
Your dark side.
你像弗洛伊德那样执着于结构的那一面。
You're like Freud, obsessed with structure.
也像荣格那样
like you,
愿意在深海里漂流的那一面
the part of me that wants to drift in the deep sea.
这场决裂过去了100多年
It has been over a century since the conflict ended.
但每一个人都在重复同一种选择
But everyone is repeating the same choice.
你走出那一步
You take that step.
你会被孤立，被嘲笑。
You will be isolated and ridiculed.
你会怀疑自己是不是疯了。
You might start to doubt yourself.
但荣格说。
But Jung said.
只有你敢于独自进入最深的地方。
Only you dare to venture into the deepest depths.
你才能从那个地方带回来。
You can only bring it back from that place.
只属于你的东西
Only yours.
因为有些对话
Because of some conversations.
只能你亲耳去听
Only you can hear it firsthand.
有些深渊
Some abysses.
只能你亲自下潜荣格
Only you can descend into the depths of you.
把他与自己的整场对话那些惊心动魄的幻象
He was left with the terrifying delusions along with his own dialogue from the entire conversation.
那些亲手绘制的曼陀罗全部记录在一本。
All the mandalas that were hand-drawn were recorded in a book.
他生前不敢出版的书里。
The book he couldn't publish in his lifetime.
他在里面不是在做学问。
He wasn't studying inside.
他是在经历一场
He is experiencing a
他自己都说不清
He couldn't even tell himself
能不能活着出来的内心风暴
How to survive the inner turmoil
每次他从风暴里爬回岸上就画下一幅曼陀罗那些曼陀罗不是插图
Every time he came back from the storm he would draw a mandala These mandalas were not illustrations
不是装饰
Not decoration.
是他每一次从深渊回来时
Every time he returned from the abyss.
给自己画下的灵魂地图
Draw a map of your soul.
他曾对一位朋友说
He once said to a friend.
我的一切都始于那里
Everything started there.
那本书不是他写的
That book wasn't written by him.
是他活出来的。
It's all about how he brings it to life.
如果你想知道荣格在那3年深渊里到底经历了什么
If you want to know what you experienced in that 3-year descent into the unconscious, then
他与菲利蒙、沙勒美、以利亚的对话到底说了什么
What did he say in his conversation with non-limit Shalami?
那些曼陀罗是如何一步一步把他从疯狂边缘拉回来的
How did the mandalas help him step by step out of the edge of madness?
那么你也许应该去亲自读一读
Then you might want to read it yourself
那本书不是听别人转述
That book is not hearsay.
而是去触摸那些文字。
Instead, touch those words.
那些手绘的图案。
Those hand-drawn patterns.
那些从荣格灵魂深处直接涌出的意象。
The images that emerge directly from the depths of the soul as described by Jung.
因为有些门只能你自己推开。
Some doors can only be opened by yourself.
有些风暴。
Some storms.
只能你亲耳去听。
Only you can hear it firsthand.
有些下潜。
Some are sinking.
只能你亲自完成。
Only you can do it.
我是小书虫。
I am a bookworm.
感谢你陪我看完这场人类心灵史上最惊心动魄的决裂。
Thank you for accompanying me through this most shocking and heartbreaking split in human history.
我们下期见。
See you next time.